Indians hoping to put an end to the Mariners' three-game winning streak as Nelson Cruz looks to extend his on-base streak to 17 games. Here he is in the top of the first.
The set and the pitch to Nelson Cruz, and he sends one high and deep to center. Back goes Chisenhall. This is out of here. Into the evergreen trees in dead center. Wow. Nelson Cruz with his sixth homer, now 21 RBIs. Here is Kyle Seager, the left-handed hitting third baseman. The line and the pitch to him. He swings and drives one to center. On the run is Chisenhall. Back toward the wall, he leaps, and it is gone. Back-to-back home runs to center field. Infield double play depth. The pitch. Swung on, line to right field. There's a base hit near the line. That'll score Santana and Lindor. Ramirez going for second. He'll go in easily. Stopping at third is Encarnacion. A soft line drive down the right field line by Ramirez. The pitch. Swung on, bounced up the middle. Base hit into right center. This will give the Indians the lead. A two-out, two-run single to right center by Chisenhall. Encarnacion scores. Ramirez right behind them. Now the payoff pitch with two on. The runners stay. The pitch, strike three called. Now Motter is unhappy. He's got words for Jerry Meals. He was headed to first. He thought it was ball four. Thought it was outside. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Struck out Segura with an unhittable slider. And what else is new? Andrew Miller comes through again. Allen trying to make his final pitch of the game. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Ball game. He got him with a high heat. And Cody Allen stays perfect in the save department. He is 6-for-6.
Indians win this one 4-3. Giovanni Gallardo goes 6, allowing 4 earned runs on 6 hits. Danny Salazar goes 6 1/3, allowing 3 earned runs on 3 hits. Terry Francona and the Indians able to come out on top against the Mariners on Saturday as they win 4-3. Here's the Indian skipper on his team's winning performance.
You know, if I was a gambling man. I am a gambling man, but not on baseball. Yeah, to your point, I would have not thought that was going to happen. I mean, you know, on three pitches, their runs, and then from there, you know, buckled down and held them. And, you know, we came back and answered, which was huge. And we get the two, and we got a chance maybe to strand. Kip struck out Lonnie with a big hit and then made it hold up. You know, the wind changed because Carlos leaned all over his, but the ballpark started playing so big. And it got cold.
Is today kind of a case? We were talking with Salazar before the game, just some slow starts, the first inning.
That's what I was thinking about right when that happened. I knew you were asking me that. You know, he came out, and I thought he was throwing the ball pretty good, though. I don't think he probably maybe threw the right pitch to Cruz. He threw it kind of in a place where he really handles it. I think it was maybe more of just throwing to the wrong location as opposed to coming out and not having his stuff. I thought his stuff was pretty good.
What happened after that, Tito?
Well, I mean, he does what he can do. I mean, he started missing bats. You know, I mean, he went on. I don't think anybody gave up a hit. I think the day had something to do with it. I think the pitchers were probably the only people that were fairly warm. I mean, you could see it was getting cold. Even Cody, that was probably the, you know, he's had such a good feel for his breaking ball, and he was having a tough time, you know, getting a feel for it.
When he has instances where he does come out of the game a little bit slow, but then reels it in and gives you 6 innings, 7 innings, is that just a case of some more maturity with him, just kind of learning how to?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that would have happened a couple years ago. The hard thing from where we sit is when it happens, when you give up three early, now, you know, like we had Boone up in the fifth, and you know, you're trying not to penalize a guy for what he did early, but when you have a high pitch count and, you know, we got lefties, but he just reeled off about six outs. You know, we had one point, we had Boone up, then we had Goody up, but Danny, you know, got us to Miller, which was really good.
What do you think of Miller compared to last time out?
I thought he was good. In a situation like that, you know, where it's a one-run game, you have to kind of pitch to the scoreboard a little bit. I thought he made a real good pitch to Ruiz and didn't get the call. Then came back, and you can see Andrew really compete. I mean, his stuff is what it is. It's good. But his level of competitiveness really rises as he goes. That's fun to watch.
We were talking about Ramirez before the game. He gets another kind of
big hit. Yeah, he's a good hitter. He's a good player. You know, I think you were asking me the other day about moving to third. Even his arm, he's got carry on the ball. And just should be playing with confidence, but he is. I mean, just in his whole game.
When a guy has a season like he had with runners in scoring position last year, there's always this assumption like, well, that won't necessarily carry over. Like it's a fluky thing or whatever, but
I don't really believe in that as much as maybe other people do. I think some guys are geared towards, I should say, I think sometimes the numbers do get skewed a little bit, but I think there's more to it than that. I think confidence plays a big part.
Danny Salazar improves to 2-2 after the Indians' 4-3 win against the Mariners on Saturday. He would go 6 1/3, allowing 3 runs on 3 hits while striking out 6.
You know, that was only 3 pitches, you know, and those 2 home runs, I think that was the way we planned how to attack them, you know. Those weren't even like bad pitches.
So is that how you bounced back from it, because you thought it weren't bad pitches?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and after that inning, after the guy, you know, they came back with the bats, you know, and I just tried to hold them there.
When you throw so many pitches in the first inning, how happy are you that you're able to then get to the seventh inning and give the ball to Miller and go deep in the game?
That was good. That was good. Especially, you know, they were like, they started being like really aggressive, swinging the first pitch, and I was attacking the zone, you know, and getting ground balls.
You ever had a game where you've had 14 pitches and forget 6 outs? You know, that was 2 7-pitch innings.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that. I wasn't paying attention to that, you know, but I was just trying to go out there and do the best I could, just stuck in the sun and, you know, and be aggressive.
Is that tough, though, when you have that kind of stretch in the first inning? Is that hard to deal with at all? Or?
That's going to change, you know. I think every time I go out there, I get better and better. You know, and today I feel like, you know, I felt in the first inning the same way I did in the rest of the game.
Yeah, how nice was that feeling? You were down 3-0, but the offense immediately gets you back and come back the next inning, and you're leading by one.
That puts your energy, you know, up, like really up, and you know, I have no doubt, like, what these guys can do with their bats, you know, and with their gloves behind me.
How have you felt so far about just your season overall, how things have gone through the first month for you?
Good. You know, I'm healthy. That's the main thing for me, you know, and I feel strong.
Did any particular pitch work better after the first inning, Danny, than anything you were able to do more with any of your pitches?
No, I think my changeup. I used my changeup, my slider a lot today, and they were working like really good. You know, I didn't throw that many curveballs. You know, we didn't think it was necessary to throw it. You know, but I think all my pitches were good. My two seam was good too.
Jose Ramirez got the Indians on the board in the bottom of the first with a 2-run double. They would go on to beat the Mariners 4-3. Here's Ramirez on his team's win.
Ah, eso, sabe, le doy gracias a Dios por eso, es algo normal. ¿Sabe? Estoy poniendo la bola en juego a veces cuando tengo gente en posición y eso resulta, han salido bien.
No, I mean, I thank God that that always happens to me, but it's normal for me. I'm just trying to put the ball in play, and that's what happened this time.
How much you love coming up in those situations?
Si te gusta venir a batear en esas situaciones.
A veces no se siente mejor bateando en situaciones, sí.
Yeah, sometimes I feel better batting in these situations.
When you guys take a lead and hand it over to your pitching staff, how confident are you that lead's going to hold up the rest of the game?
Cuando vayan ganando el otro equipo y después luego están las manos de los pitchers, ¿qué confianza tú tienes en los pitchers?
Yo tengo bastante confianza en mi pitcher, que tenemos demasiado tremendo pitcher. Yo confío en mi pitcher.
Yeah, I have a lot of faith and confidence in our pitchers. We have a tremendous pitching staff, and I have a lot of faith in them, and I believe in them.
Why do you think there was no runs scored after the first inning?
Porque tú crees que nadie anotó después de la primera entrada.
Esa sería una buena pregunta, pero es algo que pasa en un juego, ¿sabes? Algo que pasa.
That's a good question, but it's something that happens in the game. It's just something that happens.
Last of the three-game set will be on Sunday. Chase DeYoung will take the hill for the Mariners. He'll face the Indians' Josh Tomlin.